Dot com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, who is not here today. Friends, the guy that we call the other guy. Now folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, they call themselves the choicers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty, America, and welcome to the show. I have with me to my right my pretty little princess, just smiling. She, your friends, when I look at her, I just think about all these dark clouds around us today in the state of Minnesota. But the sun is always shining behind the darkest cloud, isn't it, Peach? Peach, Princess, what is it? You know, we'll get to that in just a minute. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Facebook and check out some new stuff we just got done doing last night in the state of Wisconsin. We did an event there. Steph will tell you about that in just a second. Great events. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or what you can do, friends, is go to my personal pages, Bradley Dean. There's two different pages, Bradley Dean double E, one personal, one fan page. Like them both if you would. And if you do, you can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, friends, phone lines are inaccessible. We're working on that as usual during this transition time. And in saying that, we're just moving from point A to point B. And it has been work, let me tell you. When they say ministry spells work, W-O-R-K, it really is true. It is nothing but work. But to say all that, to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my little pretty princess?
I do like Pretty Princess better than Peach, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Well, we had a wonderful time last night where no brains were in anybody else's head but their own. We did the Wisconsin Constitutional Prayer and Action Group, and we had a wonderful evening. We had a locked-in audience. The people sat there for nearly 2 hours. I think it was actually over 2 hours, glued into their chairs. We actually had a veteran come up to Bradley at the end of it, and he said he was just overwhelmed. He could hardly contain himself with tears in his eyes coming up to Bradley. And that's the whole heart of what we do, is to reach out to people and have their hearts reach. Because the veterans did their job. Now it's time for us to do ours. So thank you to Wanda out there, Pat and Tim, and all you guys for a great evening at the Wisconsin Constitutional Prayer and Action Group. And we look forward to being with you guys again soon, I hope. Also, Bradley's new WND column article. It's called The Score, Is It Worth It? It is a great article. Not to mention an awesome video. I do have to make a plug here for the video. When you go and look at that column, check out the video, because the video is one of those must-sees. So I'm highlighting the video. Go to WND, WND WorldNet Daily. Folks, you can find Bradley Dean's recent brand newest article there. Also, we received this comment from our newsletter that we sent out via the email about our North Carolina trip. We're still getting responses from that trip. This one said, this report shows that the Sons of Liberty are doing a great job presenting the gospel to young and vulnerable. Many kids are open and love truth. This is exactly what Jesus wanted for ministries, to be real where real people are. God bless you all at the Sons of Liberty. That was from Jim. And then we also had a comment. We're still getting more comments about going back to elementary school with the college professors. This one came from the Brenner Brief, which is one of the 37 outlets that Bradley Dean writes for. It says this, what we have here is the result of liberal do-gooders who sacrificed their allegiance to the flag and Constitution of the United States at the Progressive Altar for Change back in the 60s. These educators clinging to tenure will hammer and sickle their way forward to entitlement with no regard for how they get there. Political correctness will justify any means for statism and to be accepted by the Republic. We don't want to be politically correct. We don't want to be a Democrat or an aristocrat. We want to be a Christocrat and stand on the side of truth. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing on a daily basis. So stay tuned. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook for some pictures from our event last night. And you'll check out a bunch of good stuff there also on the radio website as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Pretty Little Princess. You like princess better than you like the peach. That's what you like. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to offend you, honey, in front of the world. Yesterday, right before the break, I had promised that I was going to share an analogy for you about Florence Chadwick, who was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. On the 4th of July in 1951, she attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. And a dense fog lay over the entire area, making it impossible for her to see the land. After about 15 hours in the water, and within a half a mile of her goal, Chadwick gave up. She totally quit because she couldn't see the end of her faith. Later, she told a reporter, look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it. She said she might have made it. Friends, we walk by faith, not by sight. Not long afterwards, she attempted the feat again, did Florence Chadwick. Once more, a misty veil obscured the coastline, and she couldn't see the shore. But this time she had made it, because she kept reminding herself that the land was there. She kept a vision in her mind of where she was to go, and with that confidence, she barely swam on and achieved her goal. But she did it bravely as well, friends. And don't forget that we walk by faith and not by sight. In fact, she even broke the men's record by 2 hours. And why was that, friends? And why is that, friends? Because she kept her eye on the author of her faith. And what was her faith and what was the end of her faith? In this particular situation, it was simply to get to the other side so she could say that she swam the English Channel. And guess what she did, friends? She did just that. She didn't get it the first time, but she got it the second time. And God is always looking for that continuance and in that patience and in that perseverance. And what is the definition of perseverance, by the way, friends? A continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. Stay the course until the Son of Man is glorified only through your obediences unto Him. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of the state of Minnesota. It's a cloudy day here, as a matter of fact. But hey, folks, it's like I told my pretty little princess that was sitting to the right of me just a couple minutes ago, that behind the darkest cloud, the sun is always shining. We're going to look at life as, well, when we use the cup analogy or the glass analogy, as half filled or half empty. I think it's always a better way to live as looking at the glass as being half full in every sense of the word. And by the way, that's what faith does of the Son of God. It overcomes the world, no matter what situation it may be, well, in that particular time or in that present time, placed in. So we need to overcome continuously. We need to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, as we gave an analogy right before the break of Florence Chadwick. By the way, that's a true story, friends. Always want to lay stuff in factual evidence, history, or true stories. Documentaries, too, by the way, friends. I love documentaries, just talking about my study life. It's always the Word. It's the Constitution. It's our founding documents. And it's real-life stories, or even with particular movies. If it's not real, I don't have any time for it. What's the sense? It's vanity, because I love to learn, and the way to learn, that would be called prudence, having knowledge and knowing how to use it. But sometimes it's even prudence and wisdom to look at other people's testimonials, to walk in the way that they went, so we can learn from their experience. As a matter of fact, I like to use the analogy when I'm talking to younger people is, hey, listen, if you can see all my scars, I can tell you how to avoid them. That would be wisdom on your part to listen to what I have to tell you, because I can learn through experience. I have learned through experience as to avoid those pitfalls or the fire that burns or trials and afflictions that I need not bring on myself through stupidity. So anyways, you get the point. Folks, about 10 years ago, I was watching a program called Geraldo. You guys all know who he is. He's with Fox News. Matter of fact, I seen him at the RNC about, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months ago. And man, he's a little guy. But then again, I suppose everybody's little due to the fact that I'm 6'5 and quite studly. Well, that's what my wife tells me anyways. Anyways, I was watching this program about 10 years ago. Everybody's waiting for the, is he serious? I'm totally playing, of course. You mean Bradley Dean's got a sense of humor? Of course. So do you for listening to me, right? But anyways, let's get back to this. So about 10 years ago, I'm watching this program on Geraldo, and there was this man who ate so much food that eventually he couldn't even get out of bed. And what I noticed is the camera crew would keep going back to the guest audience and to the man that just couldn't get out of bed because he ate so much food. He was obese. As a matter of fact, friends, he was so big that he could not even get out of the bed. But what I noticed is the cameras would go back to the guest audience and they would always capture someone that was feeling sorry for the man that just couldn't help himself. And what happened is the camera crew made a mistake. They actually pulled the camera off of one of these weeping spectators watching this man who just couldn't help himself. And they took the camera and they put it on the man's face. And right below his face, I noticed that it was his hand that was grabbing the food and that he was taking responsibility for his own actions, and he was taking that food and stuffing it in his own face. And here, of course, we have the American people sitting back, feeling sorry for the man that was actually killing himself handful by handful. Friends, why would we feel sorry for a man that's actually the one feeding himself? The one stuffing his own face with food that's killing him. Folks, what he couldn't help himself, he doesn't have the dispensation given unto him by God to do the right thing, but he's got the dispensation given unto him by God to do the wrong thing. See, America felt sorry for this man who just couldn't get out of bed. Did you know that while America was crying, this man was killing himself? Did you know that their false version of love was demonstrated in the fact that the only thing they did was cry for him rather than tell him to quit stuffing his face with the food that was only holding, it was adding more weight to his physical body to keep him in that bed? Boy, isn't that crazy? Matter of fact, if you think about that in the spiritual sense, it's the same thing with sin. We keep indulging ourselves into the things that God tells us to stay away from. And then once we end up with our foot in the pit and we just can't get out, then we wonder why we got there or how we got there. It's kind of like the man that ended up in hell. And then he went back to Jesus and he said to him, will you go tell my brothers, my five brothers? And Jesus looked at him and said, listen, if they're not going to listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And it was too late for this man because now he was in hell. See, he wanted to hear everything the preacher had to say, but he didn't want to listen to it until he got into hell first. And it's interesting, Jesus warned of hell more than 54 times, friends. And by the way, we are not hellfire preachers. We are to preach the law of God and teach the fear of God in a filial sense. First, it starts out as diabolical, but secondly, it falls to filial when we become adopted by his Holy Spirit, Romans 8. But folks, do you know, going back to this obese man that just could not help himself, did you know that he died of obesity? Matter of fact, when they took his body out of his bed sometime later, did you know that they had to cut the walls out? But America felt sorry for this man. As a matter of fact, they said that he was sick and that he had an eating disorder. Yeah. Sickness in Webster's 1828 is a weakened state. Are you telling me he was too weak to go to the to reach over and grab the Twinkies and the pop that he was stuffing in his face? No, he wasn't sick. He was simply making a choice. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness? Yeah, grace empowered, friends. Yeah, we've obeyed that form of doctrine given unto us, right? You know, I told a young man yesterday at one of the events that we did in Wisconsin, I said, you know what, it's really not hard to obey who you love. Because his mom was sitting there trying to talk me into saying something to this kid. And I said, listen, don't prop him up through the arm of the flesh. Cursed is that man. I said, if God and Jesus Christ are the author of his faith, he'll also be the finisher of his faith. So I just simply told him, as I looked at this woman's, you know, she was pleading with me for her son, and I looked over at her son, and I just said to him, hey, listen, first of all, you need to understand something. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Every choice you make, you make, and you are responsible for making that choice. You know, we got all these counselors and these bureaucracies today that say our kids are sick because they don't obey. No. The kids don't obey because the parents don't love their kids anymore to chastise them, right? And then you have the state intervening, trying to say, if you touch your kid, then that's hate or abuse. No, it's not. It's called love. To he who withholds the rod hates his son. Remember? Remember, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. So I just had to set the record straight with this young man, and I just told him, I said, listen, it's not hard to obey those that you love. If you love Jesus Christ, you're going to obey what he has to say. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. But we must respond to the gospel. See, folks, everything that we do, just like this supposedly this obese man, which he was obese, but he wasn't sick. He was simply making a choice. And choice in Webster's 1828 actually means the act of voluntary selection. I want you to come down ignorant alley with me for just a moment, if you would. Because I want to show you and expose this stupidity that the American people are falling to today. This mentality. Which, again, only works for bureaucracy, friends, and the pharmaceutical companies. Don't forget me. And by the way, I know what I'm telling you through experience. Now, just imagine with me us driving down the highway, and the posted law is 55 miles an hour, and we're going 70. Our foot gets a little heavy, right? And as our foot gets a little heavy, all of a sudden we look up in our rear view mirror, and as we look in our rear view mirror, we see those lights flashing, telling us that we just broke the law, right? Well, at least we assume we broke the law. As a matter of fact, when the cop comes up to the window, after he pulls you over, the first thing you're going to say is, what have I done, sir? What law have I broken? Well, students today and young people today aren't taught this mentality, and neither are you older people. Because there's no reference made to law anymore, and very little, except that which works for the bureaucracy, well, as you know it, the lawyers of the day. There's still some good ones left, by the way. But the cop points his finger at the law, making reference to the violation. By bringing judgment, what does that cop do? He writes out a speeding ticket, and he gives it to the person that broke the law. But you know what the younger people are taught today, those that are pulled over by the cops? They're taught to say, you know what, officer, I'm sick. There's something wrong with my foot. And you know who's right behind that cop? His buddy laughing right along with the one that's going to throw you in jail. Sick, huh? No. You're going to take responsibilities. There's consequence for violating law. There is in moral law, too, my friends. Well, if that one's not what people respond with, well, then the next thing they're taught to do is to take that ticket the cop just gave them and rip it up and throw it at their feet and say, who are you to judge me, officer? It's exactly what people are taught today. How is it that we've fallen so far? Read Isaiah 59 when you get some time, friends. Why is judgment turned backwards? Judgment's turned backwards because people have forsaken the law. Now, when I come back, I'm going to just kind of lay out to your candor some more, observations that I have made when I look at the stupidity of the mentality that's being thrown down on the American people. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you.
claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Friends, as usual, during this time, I just want to throw out there a fleece and ask that you would support this ministry. And if you'd like to do that, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Did an event yesterday, actually, in Wisconsin. And it was pretty close to being a filled room. And it was a big room. It was kind of like a ballroom setting. The people were super cool. It was kind of a Catholic setting, so it was kind of different. But there was old and there was young. And the response was overwhelming. And as a matter of fact, I was really surprised. But it seems like the deader the people are, the better response I get. Because what they always say is, thank you for waking us up. Thank you for shaking us up. Thank you for sparking the fire that needed to be sparked. Well, that's what preachers are called to do. John Wesley rightly said, friends, he said that, I set myself on fire every morning so the world can come watch me burn. We're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire. And that's exactly right. It's not like we put, you know, these hot rod stripes on the side of our bodies or our t-shirts and walk around saying, hey, look, everybody, we're Christians and we're on fire for Jesus. That's not at all what we're doing. It's a demonstration of the Spirit, because Scripture tells us that men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. Or God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Or this, Christians, you'll understand this one, hopefully, that we're sent with much confidence and the fear of the Lord, that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Or what about this one? The Lord working with us, confirming the word, signs following. See, folks, this is what's cool about the things of Christianity. Men aren't to go around and preach a dead word. Men are to go around so the world can watch them burn, and they find that that man is sent by God by the demonstration of his spirit, not by man's mere words. Because remember what Scripture tells us? The letter killeth, but the spirit bringeth life, and it giveth life. And when the Lord pours out his spirit upon those that we go to, listen, there's no question as to what's going on with them. They can look at me and say, and I've had a young man at a school that I did. As a matter of fact, it was the first high school that I ever did. It was Centennial High School in Lionel Lakes, Minnesota. And I had this youth pastor's kid right after the assembly. He came up in front of everybody and he said, "You can't do this in a public school. You can't talk like this in a public school." And I just looked at him and I loved on him the best that I could. And I said, "Hey, listen, how about me and you go to Perkins?" And we said, down and talk, because you seem to be like an angry young man. It's like you're an angry elf or something. It's like, did someone not get their coffee this morning? So we ended up going out to Perkins, friends. And when we went out to Perkins, now check this out. I spent some time with this kid. A couple years later, I get a text from a youth pastor. And this youth pastor just happened to be this kid that was transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is what my point is. He said this to me, Bradley. He said, "Bradley, when I was with you," he said, "it was nothing that you said." He said, "it was the presence of God that was there. That's what transformed me." You know what, folks? I don't ever want to get in the way. I want the Spirit of God to do his job. And what does he do? He comforts a man that's repentant in his sin, but he never comforts a man that's in his sin. Those that repent from their sin, they'll be comforted by the Holy Ghost, but those that remain in their sin and go on in their sin, listen, they're at war with God. They're going to be convicted of their sin, righteousness, and judgment. A couple years later, this kid's a youth pastor serving God, telling me, "Bradley, it had nothing to do with what you were saying, but it was the presence of God." I am so happy about that, because it was a total demonstration of the power of the Spirit of God. It had nothing to do with what I said. That is great. Hey, listen, the Lord can use a donkey to confront a prophet, friends. You know, he even said to those that doubted the power of God, "Listen, these rocks could cry out and praise God right now." He was telling the Pharisees, John the Baptist did. Listen, he desires to work with man, but folks, he can work independent of man, and he will and he does. But I want to say this, God is looking for the faithful among men that yield themselves over to God. And let me remind you, friends, God is going to do nothing with you until you are nothing. He creates nothing out of you until you become nothing. Friends, because that's where the Spirit of God dwells. And when you look throughout the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelations, tell me where anything is normal. Tell me where anything is just like I said, the norm. Like, this is how things are supposed to be done. No, he always wants to make his presence known, and it's always found in the miraculous. I heard a man of God one time say that God is always in the miraculous, but there's very few that are willing to go there. Yep. Because Scripture tells us that we're fools for Christ. Oftentimes when we have to cross thresholds, people are like, "Man, that guy's crazy. Man, what's that guy's problem? Man, I'm just not understanding this." No, I know you're not understanding this, because God is showing you something so you can understand who he is. He wants to pull you out of his realm. See, because you have to understand that the natural always has to yield to the spiritual. And he desires that you find your faith in him and not in man. And why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. To find your faith in the miraculous. Folks, that's the awesomeness of the gift of prayer. And by the way, it's our Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. But just think about that, friends. He wants to show us great and mighty things in which we know not. He wants to answer us exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He wants, as he asked, "To whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed?" To them that believe, to them that respond to heaven, to them that break in, the violent take it by force, friends, right? Remember the analogy of the judge, the unjust judge, and the woman that wanted vengeance? And she kept, because of her importunity, because of her consistency, because of her pressing into that judge, he finally answered everything. That's heaven. That's the things of God. And God is in the miraculous. He's not outside of the miraculous, friends. He's in the miraculous. And I know for a fact He desires that we press into the kingdom of God so He can reveal Himself the way that He will reveal Himself. Why? So when you leave, you know that no man got in the way. Hey, man, I'm telling you, dude, something happened there. Hey, man, I am telling you what, friends, man. I'm totally telling you, God was in that room. Hey, I'm telling you, something was going back and forth. I did an Indian school, Lower Brule High School in South Dakota. I remember after the program, the principal came up to me and he said, Bradley, I don't know what just went on, but he goes, I had something going through me, brother. And I said, what do you mean something going through me? He could not describe. He could not describe, friends, the power of the Holy Ghost. But that's what he was describing. Oh, Bradley, come on. Yeah, come on. Hey, folks, again, let me tell you something. There's nothing normal about Scripture to the carnal man. To the spiritual man, it's all normal. It's all in the miraculous. And I love that. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Yep, he's still the Lord that heals. Yep, blind eyes are still open. Hey, friends, as a matter of fact, case in point, why don't we go over to the third world countries where miracles are taking place 24/7? And you want to know why miracles are taking place over there? Because they believe. That's why. Simplicity. Simplicity. They have the faith of a child. That's why God shows them so strong on their behalf. That's why they're seeing miracles all day long. All day long. But in America, you know what? It's become a circus. What's Jesus going to do for me? Servitude to us rather than servitude to Him. We got the roles backwards. So anyways, in saying all that, friends, I got off on a little tangent there for you. I think a lot of my prayer life just came out. That's what's so awesome when people say to me, Bradley, you know, I'm not sure I believe in this stuff. It doesn't matter if you believe, because if God puts something in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. And He's got a way of opening your eyes to see things that He does. Just like the apostles when they said, we only do those things that which we see our Father do. And we only say those things which our Father tells us to say. And the Holy Ghost is very much alive today, friends. I'm not getting over on the side of, you know, too far to the left or too far to the right. We're going right down the center, friends, and we're sticking to Scripture because He is who He says He is. Now, I say all that to say this, friends. That's what's happening at these meetings. I had a veteran come up to me yesterday. Awesome. Jim Phillips. I told Jim I would not forget him. He's probably listening right now out of Wisconsin. He came up to me, Jim. I hope I say this exactly right, verbatim. I'm dotting the I's and crossing the T's to the best of my ability, sir, as to how I recollect you telling me this story. But he came up to me, he put his hand in my hand, and he was shaking a little bit, and he said, I could hardly contain myself, with tears in his eyes, shaking, and I knew exactly what was going on. And he said, I'm a veteran. And he said, this was awesome. This was great. We all need to hear this. And I looked at him and I said, thank you very much for your service, sir. And folks, he could barely talk. We got some of the film we're going to post on Sons of Liberty Radio, probably after the radio show today. But you want to talk about the power of the Holy Ghost? He's very much alive today. But the preachers need to preach His word so He can bear witness to the Lord's word, not to man's word. And we want to attain to what Christ has called us to do by preaching who He is. Not what fallen man's carnal nature wants us to adjust to. We don't want to adjust to the modern times, friends. You know, we don't want to keep the commandments of man while making void the commandments of God. We don't do that stuff, right? That's why we are where we're at today. We need to look at who Christ is. He's seated at the right hand of our Heavenly Father in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And friends, let me say this real clear. All things are under His feet. And that's my big brother who fought, bled, and died for me on Calvary. I'm going to come back and I'm going to wrap this up, friends, but I'm going to ask you, why is it that, ... You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ah, friends, if it wasn't for those little bunny trails, why would anybody listen, right? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, let me get back to what I was talking about during the first three segments. Why is it that when a person overeats and dies of obesity, America falls for the lie and then calls that person sick? Why is it that when people drink alcohol, we overlook the law that says it's illegal for a certain demographic age group, younger adults, when they drink when they're not supposed to drink? Why is it that instead of saying it's illegal to drink alcohol before a certain age, for example, 21 years old, why then do they call that person sick instead of being a lawbreaker? You tracking with me yet? When a crime is committed, we blame the weapons instead of the criminal using the weapons. Yeah, you know, gun control, right? When the young people use drugs or old people use drugs, we overlook the law that it says and states that it's illegal to use drugs. We then call that person sick instead of being a lawbreaker. Why is that? Because it all works for bureaucracy. And I just want to tell those people that think that, well, it's okay that they do this. A lot of people are in hell only wishing that they could turn the clock back right now and say, man, I wish there was a faithful preacher to tell me that there's a difference between real grace and false grace. I wish someone would have told me the absolutes the way Bradley's telling his listeners today, the absolutes. Hey, folks, if you're looking for an excuse on Judgment Day, it's just not going to fly. The only thing you can put your hope into is the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you from all of your sins. And what comes to my aid right now is what Martin Luther, the great reformer, said. He said, when a man longs to be freed from sin, he said, that's the man that's ready for judgment day. When he longs to be freed from sin. As a matter of fact, if you don't pine after real holiness in your heart for the presence of God, you know, be holy as I'm holy, rest assured, it's carnal. It's not spiritual. So we're going to have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought on that final day. We're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of Christ. How do we do that? By submitting to His grace, His power. Why do the American people buy what the media promotes, such as sex and perversion, and then wonder why we have sexual disease, rape, and abortion? Why is it when a man rapes, he's called sick, and when a girl decides to murder her baby, it's called choice instead of murder? See, really what it comes down to, friends, is the bottom line is that the American people need to begin to take responsibility for their actions. Now, one of the things I like to ask people, it's kind of a weird question, but just roll with me, would you? How many of my listeners today have actually been to the bathroom? A show of hands, please. We got people driving all across the country right now with their hands up in the air, and people are trying to figure out, what's that guy doing? They're listening to Bradley Dean right now on the Sons of Liberty. That's what they're doing. Now, if you didn't raise your hand, you have to have some serious, serious constipation going on here. Now, this is my point. You ever notice when you first walk into the bathroom, just having a little fun, but when you walk into the bathroom, the first thing that you do is you begin to look at yourself in the mirror. And you hit the little switch and you turn the switch all the way up and the lights are on full beam. You know, the commandment is the lamp and the law is light and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. First thing you do with those lights turned all the way up is all of a sudden you look in that mirror and just say to yourself, ooh, man, my hair's getting a little thin. Women, you say to yourself, ooh, I can see all the pores, the open pores in my face. Or look at my yellowing teeth. Or, hey, guys, maybe just a little too many wrinkles showing. See, but what America you're being taught is to remove the law, lower the law, dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. We begin to listen to what the spirit of the world has to offer. Turn the lights down so you look better. Turn the lights down so you look better. Don't call it a crime. Call it a sickness. We can help. We can help. How do we help? We turn the light down. No, God wants you to turn the light all the way up. Because when we begin to look at ourselves in the mirror, that law shows us our spots. And we go to the washing of the water by the Word. The Word sanctifies us unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. The law drives us to the foot of the cross and it does no more. That's what the mirror does, is it shows us for who we are. But if I want to clean myself, I don't take that mirror off the wall and begin to cleanse myself with it. No, I go to the water. I go to the blood of Jesus Christ. I find my righteousness in Him. I put on the Lord Jesus Christ and put, that's what Scripture says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We put off the old man, we put on the new man. But again, what are we taught? Turn the lights down. Because the more I turn the lights down, all of a sudden, the better I begin to look. And as I look in that mirror with those lights turned all the way down, hey, tiger, who wouldn't want you? Hey, yeah. Right? Yeah. Your hair looks real thick, the pores disappear, your teeth look really super white. And again, you look in the mirror and say, hey, tiger, who wouldn't want you? That's exactly the spirit of the world, and it is not your friend. When I look at the stats as to what's going on across our country right now, it is just incredibly depressing. I mean, teen pregnancy, 10 to 14 years old, 500% up. Violent crime, 749% up. Divorces tripled every year from 1962 to 1987, not 2013. Abortion is up 1,000% since 1973. 57 million babies aborted, murdered in the womb. STDs are up 1,000%. They're higher in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade than the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. Interesting. Suicide's up. 5,000 out of every 500,000 kids take their own life. Friends, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Don't ever forget that. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. How many times we've done high schools where we've just missed it? A kid killed himself the week before. We're duping ourselves out of everything that God has given unto us when we do it our own way. You know, as a matter of fact, I know Elvis sang, "I did it my way." Frank Sinatra sang, "I did it my way." I'm kind of curious to know what song that they may be singing today. Because when we look in the satanic scripture, the very first scripture is, "Do what thou wilt." Do what you want to do. God said just the exact opposite. The world says, no, go ahead and violate God's law. Man, there's no consequence. And if there is a consequence, by the way, hey, just want to let you know that people are dying like crazy having premarital sex. Babies are dying like crazy having premarital sex. Drug overdoses, man, we're not going to tell you about all the people that are dying from drug use. No way. Because we want to make it look like something that it's really not. We want to keep turning the lights down, don't we? Yep. Hey, all you guys out there that like to gamble, no, don't worry about it. Just come. We'll allure you by telling you that you may win $10,000 when, in fact, you may lose your home today. And after you lose everything, you just may go home and commit suicide. We won't tell anybody about that. No way. No way. No. See what happens when we depart from a living God? We do it our way, and then we end up where we don't want to end up. Because sin charges us a lot more than we want to pay, and it keeps us a whole lot longer than we want to stay. I was thinking just on the way back home today, we went and got groceries right before the radio show, me and my wife and my kids. And I was thinking, there is so much going on in our country today. I was thinking to myself, what is it, Lord, that people don't seem to understand? Why is it that men have to destroy themselves before they return back unto you, Father? Why? Why is it that men have to stand up in their own righteousness and cover themselves with their own filthy rags and attempt to go out and show the rest of the world how great it is to serve the enemy of their souls, who's only waiting to take you to hell right along with him? I mean, forget the fact, friends, that he's a liar, he's a thief, and he's a murderer. It's exactly what we're seeing come out of this administration. You know, as a matter of fact, I just seen a Facebook post not too long ago, friends, where it said, "Hell is empty." And then it's got a picture of the White House. We found him. And it's really not funny, because this is all taking place on the American people's watch. Is America awake? Oh, yeah, they're awake. But they're magnifying the wrong things. They're magnifying the wrongs that don't bring about the resolve, rather than magnifying the rights that do bring about the resolve, because if they do magnify the rights, then they have to take responsibility and magnify the laws and the judgment to establish righteousness. Deeds. My friends, not words. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talking in 23. See ya!
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.